dust by the radio. Life at the dust, dust, dust by the radio.
You need to tune in.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life at the Dust Live, your boy City J. You tune in to an episode of the Hump Day After Dusk edition. Yes, we do, for those of y'all new to the show, we do a show every Monday and Wednesday. The Monday shows are affectionately known as Hot After Dusk Mondays, and the Wednesday shows are affectionately known as Hump Days After Dusk. So yes, man, we're glad to have y'all for yet another crazy ride. My girl, Nate Seduction, might be checking in as well. You're my co-host with the Moses on Wednesdays. We also have a special guest checking in tonight, my girl, J-Baby. And on Instagram, you can find her at J-Baby-Love. We'll talk more about that when she gets on here and go on a little bit more about her as a model and more. So, y'all stay tuned for that. Also, too, we have two special segments that we do on the Wednesday shows. When Nay's in, she does Seduction 101. In Seduction 101, we highlight anything from life, love, sex, and more. And then we have something called The Six. The Six is our weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. So I got a really good topic for y'all today. Oh, man. And it's based on some news that landed yesterday, but I ended up finding out myself today. So I mean, I'm so excited to talk about it. Y'all know me. Sometimes I gotta take a little petty when I go to some of these lists. But anyways, man, some stuff I want to get off my chest. Not necessarily bad stuff, but some stuff I want to just kind of break down. It's just people not realizing that you gotta trust in yourself, man. Wherever you do. I mean, a lot of people they get discouraged because of outside, you know, other forces, whatever, you know, don't want them to succeed. They don't see the vision. And so when they don't see the vision, they try to tear down what you're doing. And a lot of you are out there doing it. You know, you're really putting positive strides out there to make these things happen. And yeah, man, you're gonna get eaten alive. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, it's not easy. So don't come, whatever you do, I don't care what the heck you do. Don't think it's just supposed to be cookie cutter and it's supposed to be magically easy. Because at the end of the day, when you really think about it, was anything that was worthwhile easy? Yeah, I know. A lot to think about. So yes, man, it's definitely a blessing. So many crazy things coming up. We got my girl Chelsea. You know, she is the new Monday show co-host. So y'all can check her out. Chelsea, she was just on the show on this past Monday. And she was actually, you know, kind of did like a mini interview so you guys can understand who she was. And we talked about a few topics as well. So y'all missed, of course, any show that you missed. You can always go to blogtalkradio.com/SeddyJ. That's CEDDY, letter J. And then you can also search Dust by Radio Network on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And you'll be able to listen to the shows on there, man. So definitely check them out. You won't be disappointed. So, yes. Anyways, man. Oh, there goes, speaking of co-hosts, come by co-host, where goes my Wednesday co-host? What is up, Nate?
Hello, it's your girl, Nate Seduction. I know who the fuck you be each and every Wednesday, you dig?
Yeah, miss you, man.
So y'all like my interest? Y'all like that, don't y'all? Y'all like that.
It was all right. But No, I've been so excited. I've been waiting. The interview came up. We didn't do the show last week. But the week before, the guest we had on Wednesday, you should have been there. Because let me tell you something. That guest has officially beat you in craziest places to have sex at.
Clearly.
Yes.
Clearly, the story you told me.
Yes. So you know how you know how everyone always gets on you, and you did it in at least the church bathroom. She did it in the sanctuary.
Yeah,
she was full
crazy.
Out. She was full out getting it in the sanctuary.
Clearly.
So yeah, just when we thought no one could ever one up you, Nate, and she didn't even know about yours ahead of time, so it wasn't tainted. That's why I was like, whoa. When I heard her say that, I was like, oh my God, Nate has to be here for this, because this is, I was like, yeah, she got to hear this. She wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So how does it feel like now you're not the most heaving person that's came to the show now?
At least I ain't the only heaving out there now.
Well, you're not the most, your act wasn't as heaving as hers, but it's still up there. You were always number one, now you're in second place. So now you have to feel. See, so now, God can pat you on the back a little bit.
Right.
At least you ain't doing that in a sanctuary.
Yeah, at least
Oh my goodness! Don't tell me you're thinking about doing that now. Okay, I'm making sure. I was like, don't be out here. I want to hear you tell me. When the song says we lift our hands in the sanctuary, I don't think they were talking about that. So, yeah. No. There'd be none of that. So, yeah, today's the sixth name. You're going to enjoy this topic. It's going to be nice and fun. Seduction 101. I know you got something good for Seduction 101. We're not doing it right now, but I'm just saying, I know you got something good.
Yes, I do. That's good.
Yes, so we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break. We come out from the song break. We get ready to interview our guest, Ms. J Baby, model here in the DF Dub. So, we'll be chopping up with her in a moment, man. You tune in Life of the Dust Live, your boy Ceddie J, and your girl Nay Seduction. Let's go ahead and go into. I'm putting something freaky on. Okay, so
set the
mood. It's a Wednesday, right? We might as well take it there.
Wednesday.
I had to take it there. Because I'm tired.
Okay. Here we go.
I just want to let you know that you're the most beautiful thing on this world. So I was thinking that we can do something different. Like listen to Jay Stone who kills two flies. Sing and rap the words of true beauty.
You know it's something about a sense of song. Your body next to me, a beautiful soul. room down as I can be.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for honesty. It's just the simple things I can do.
So just
hold my hand, say to you.
Me and you, we can run the world. I'm your Superman, you my wonder girl. Stay tall so they can't divide us. You an LPN and I'm a truck driver.
Beautiful you are.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sweat, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
All right, y'all, we're back on Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Nay Seduction. And that was Justin Baines with Beautiful, a remix. This is the remix. Okay, let me go. I see you guys, special guest Aubrey on the line, which I love. I love when black people show up like this. Yes, Lord. So you're going to have to bring her on now. Because, you know, so we go ahead and get the ratchetness started a little sooner. So we'll go ahead and open up the line because I know that's her. No, we're not going to be, you're right, we're not going to be ratchet. We're going to be very, very good today. All right, so I want to welcome to the show for the first time, my girl Jay. What is up?
What's up?
How you doing?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
I'm alright. But yes, man, glad to have you on the show, man. You have to put in that work and whatnot out here in the DF dub.
I'll try. I'm trying.
Well, for those who don't know, let them know what it is that you do, and you know your name. You know how you get the name J Baby.
Okay, well, I'm a Dallas model, of course, and I actually just gave myself that name. It's like it's a mix between my last name, so I just like combined it.
Ah. Okay, I learned something new today.
Yeah, they want to use my name, so I was like, let me come up with another name.
Both me and Nay are right there with you. my name is just pretty much it is my name, but it's a remix of my name in a sense. So yes, I feel you exactly. But yeah, so Like, what made you actually, what made you get into modeling?
Actually, it's something I didn't think that I was going to do. I was actually just, like, I was dancing. I was doing, like, contemporary and go-go. And then I was posting selfies on Instagram, and then a photographer had reached out to me. So then that was, like, about 6 months ago. So I just started doing it.
Mm-hmm. But, so, like, what made you stay in it? Because, yeah, it's, yeah, I know everybody always has, like, interesting things that lead them into it. But, like, what made you decide to stay with it?
It gives me a sense, like, I'm able to be me and, like, show my creativity and, like, express myself, you know, so that you anybody can do whatever they want to do. Like, just be positive, love yourself.
No, okay. So, yeah, so like, what, like, when you first got, so, like, just going off of, you know, some of our conversations and, you know, as far as people who just seen your work but not really had it behind the scenes, like, your first taste of, like, your first photo shoot, how was that experience?
Oh. My first photo shoot was actually not the best. It was a very bad experience. But I decided to go ahead and give it a try because, I mean, you can't fault someone else for what that person's done.
Okay, so you know, you already know, because on this show we dig. Okay, so you got to go. I mean, you ain't got, you know, on here, we don't force you names or anything like that. But, like,
mm-hmm.
basically, like, what made it bad?
He was very unprofessional as far as, like, the flirting and then my pictures. The editing just wasn't up to par. I mean, I know it's my first photo shoot, but it, like, I don't know. Like, my face was black. Like, I don't know. It's just the editing just wasn't good.
And if y'all seen it, y'all been to her page, y'all know she is definitely far from dark.
Well, I ain't gonna try to determine if you look black as hell, blacker than what the fuck you is. Like, nigga, I'm white skinned. What the fuck? When the fuck I be right. Calling dark skinned? Ain't nothing wrong with dark skinned, bitch, but damn, I ain't dark skinned. Motherfucker's like, right. I thought you was dark skinned. Oh, no, see, the photographer fucked up. That's what that was.
Yeah, it's one thing when it's a slight saturation, but when you be on, when you be extra. Extra, extra dark? Yeah, some from what you are, it don't be making no sense.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? You need to take some photo editing classes or something, bro. I ain't dark skinned now, shawty.
Yeah, I mean, that's why, and Jay seen me, like when I shot her, you see me, I miss that light a million times to make sure it's right, so I ain't got to have that problem later on.
You darker than what the fuck I was.
Yep, oh yeah, nigga, yeah, because you know that too, Nate, F that.
We would have been fighting if you made me blacker than what the fuck I was. We would have been fighting. See, I got to come to Texas, and now I go with your ass.
God damn. She's gonna fight me. She said she's gonna fight me. Good lord.
You heard what I said.
Hey, y'all can both say that I got y'all right.
Yeah, I had some good pictures.
Oh, you know, I had good people to work with, so it makes my job easy. Mm-hmm. So, like, what would you say, like, so far, As far as, like, not necessarily bad experiences on this question, but as far as all the shoots you've done so far, what's one of the most challenging ones you've had to do?
I have two challenging ones.
Okay.
Can I just name
sure.
one? Name both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
I would say the first one was probably yours because it was for a magazine and I wanted to look nice.
I did not see that answer coming.
And the second one was the last one I did. It wasn't necessarily, I guess it was my first fashion, like my first fashion shoot. I normally do like casual or like lingerie.
Lingerie.
Now,
I got a question for you on this too, because you know, and Nate, I know Nate, because I think me and Nate talked about this before too. Like, don't you hate when somebody comes to your page and they go, "All you do is," but you got a million other type of stuff on your page. Oh, yeah,
he wouldn't deal with shit lingerie.
or they come to the model page.
Yeah, every time she in front of the camera, she, that's all she do.
You know, that's all they want to come with you with. So, you know, do you deal with that as well? Do you deal with people trying to pigeonhole you into thinking that you only do one thing?
Yes, all the time. I have photographers only wanting to shoot lingerie, only wanting to shoot this style. It's like, just because that's what you have, that doesn't mean that you can't do other things. Like, you can be diverse. Like, you can, that doesn't mean that you can only shoot lingerie or only shoot, you know, this.
Right. That was the fun I had with you, because I got the chance to, like, I was like doing, like, some people. And they wonder why I be asking so many questions, because I like to try to, I don't like, it's not hating on anybody that people shoot with at all, but I always try to do this so that we as photographers, and it comes to your page, we give you a bunch of variations. So if somebody's done one thing, try not so much to do exactly what they've done already. So yeah, that was kind of like my mindset, how I went in. I was like, I want to do something different.
Right.
Because, you know, especially me, you had a discussion before where you were like, she was like, she went through a goddamn grocery list of things she wanted to do. I'm like, goddamn. So, yeah, she's like, I want to do this. I'm going to do that. You know, she was doing all that. I'm like, but that's a good thing. It's like, it showed that you trying to, you know, you're trying to do more. Because, for me personally, it's all right for me to come to concept, but I don't mind the model saying, you know, some suggestion stuff, because then it's a true collaboration.
Right.
And then you get fresh ideas, because hell, me being a man, you being a woman, sometimes we can bring a different approach to stuff. So when you got a collaborative effort, you know, it works better.
Yeah, but I feel like some photographers, they don't understand the word collab.
Man. Elaborate on that a little bit more, on what you mean by that.
It's like they throw their ideas out like, okay, I want to do this. I want to do that. It's like, it's supposed to be you guys coming together like, okay, you have idea, they have idea, and y'all just come up with something. Not you just throwing ideas out and saying, I'm going to do this.
Exactly. I sometimes, like you said, it kind of goes back to what I was saying. I don't like to shoot a model who just like, I'll shoot, redo whatever. And I don't like that, because that means that, you know, I don't want to be showing up and then you're not really excited about doing it, because then you're going to give me half-assed. That's time I can't get back. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, you know, without giving away too much, so because it's like your big ones, they're like exclusive ideas. Like, what's some of the basic ideas of shoots you want to do coming up?
I like to get into more, I guess, like lifestyle and beauty side.
You said lifestyle like and what?
Lifestyle and beauty, like with paint and doing like other things.
You know what? I haven't done a body paint shot in a long time. It takes so much time. You gotta take your time to do the body paint idea first, and then you gotta do the shooting still. It's a process. So yeah, I mean, and I had one person. Because I had one idea, like, it made me mad. Like, this one person, because people already know I got badass handwriting. Y'all know that. We don't know why we act like it's a damn secret. But it was one project I did. It would have been better if somebody that had better handwriting did the writing for me, because it would have been really dope. You know, have my chicken scratch writing on the person. And so it was kind of like, eh. But it was kind of like they basically came up with 10 positive words about themselves, and we painted them on like their arms and legs.
Right.
But it was hard as hell because, again, I write big and I write terrible, unless it's cursive. And cursive don't really look good taking pictures of it, unless you do it a certain way. So, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to throw it over to Nay. Because, you know,
okay.
Woman to woman.
Okay, hello, I'm Lisa Beckham. So, I got a couple questions.
All right. Ask away.
My relationship has been 6 months. Is that correct, you said?
I can't hear you. So, approximately 6 months, is that correct? Yes.
Okay, so my question is, since you've been in the game for 6 months, by being in the game and looking at some other models and things like that, who influenced you in the modeling industry?
Like, who do I look up to as far as Dallas models?
Correct. Any models. They don't just got to be Dallas. Who do you look up to in the modeling industry in general?
I would say this model out here, it's how she moved, but Carmen Rose. I'm not sure if you know who she is.
Carmen Rose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought Carmen Rose lived in Atlanta. Oh, okay.
No,
she's another Carmen Rose.
She spelled her name a little bit different.
She's another Carmen Rose. Because I'll be in Atlanta, and like, it's this model named Karma Rose to live in Atlanta. But, okay, what are some things that you want to learn being in the industry?
I want to learn more of the business side, like, I guess how to conduct myself in a proper business matter, and also getting into more acting.
So, what is it, some things that you look forward to doing in the model industry?
I look forward into hopefully getting into, like, commercials, doing more, being more behind the scenes with that, and traveling. I like to travel a lot.
Okay. Who do you want to work with in the industry? Or, like, do you see yourself being on TV or working with certain artists or working with certain photographers? Who is somebody that you really, like, I got to work with them? I really need to work with them. Like, who do you feel that you need to work with?
It's this photographer in L.A., Meech. I would really like to work with him. I feel like his work is amazing, and he's even though he's worked with, like, celebrities, he's, like, very humble. So So he just seems like he'll be a down-to-earth person to work with. And hopefully be on TV one day.
Okay. So I'm going to jump into the personal life a little bit because that's what I usually do. Are you seeing anyone? Are you seeing anyone? If you are seeing anyone, how do they feel about you being a model?
I am actually single. I've been single for almost 3 years.
Ooh, Lord. This is... Welcome to the goddamn club.
I was single for 3 years, but I ain't single no more.
Okay.
What? Yep. Breaking news. What is this that's happening, Nate? We just learned something new today, Jay. She ain't told me that shit. When did this happen?
Well, clearly you ain't on my Snapchat, because if you was on my Snapchat, you would have known. Like,
oh,
I
don't check Snap. I don't check Snap like that.
See, I don't post my personal life like on Facebook and Instagram, but on Snapchat, I post my boyfriend on there. I posted him today for National Boyfriend Day, but I don't be posting like my personal business on social media. For real. Like,
May got a whole boyfriend out here in these streets. When the hell did this happen?
Oh, and he looked like a snack. He looked delicious, too. Anyway.
Hold on.
Anyway,
Okay, never mind. I don't want to tell too much. I'm going to say I have a hunch, but I ain't going to say it out loud.
Yeah, just text my phone. Because you think you know who he is, but you probably don't.
Am I probably right?
No. You talking about dude from Atlanta? No. No.
Okay. Damn, why you saying like that?
No.
Why you saying
I
like
know
that?
Who you was thinking. I know you were thinking about that dude from Atlanta who wanted to see me so bad, who came to my event. No, I ain't talking about him.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, back to the interview. Steady. Dang. Okay, you said you wanted to get into acting, so have you tried to start trying to do that yet, or is it just something you want to do?
It's just something I want to do. I haven't did it yet, but I've only done music videos, but I did want to, I guess, start off with something small, like maybe a play or like a commercial. I can't just like jump into a movie or like something big.
Right. Okay, so you single girl. Okay, so you like girls too, or you just like dudes?
Just guys.
Oh, damn, I was about to try to turn you out. My bad.
Oh, my God, what is going on?
They
must be on some Hennessy today. Because she came in here. She came here on the. What the heck just happened?
I'm not drinking no Hennessy.
What is in your cup today, Nate?
See, actually, I was drinking from 1800.
Okay, thank you. I was close. There was something in your cup. That's the point. Henny something. Oh, Lord. Jay, you got Nate hitting on you? Lord.
See, my bad. You know, I like females, especially if they are a bitch. I mean, why not?
Oh, man. She come up, man.
That threw me off.
Nate is trying to come up with me today. She said so much. She said so much energy at me.
My bad. I'm not trying to be like Ronnie off the Players Club. My bad. I ain't trying to be like
Oh, my God. What is wrong with you?
My bad. So what's the craziest place you had sex at?
I'd probably say at work. But that's not really crazy.
Wait, hold on. Wait. It depends on where, what job. No. I was not ready for that answer to come out your mouth. What?
Oh.
We're talking about that's not crazy. The hell it is.
That's not
crazy.
That is crazy. Your job, the place you work at.
Oh. It depends on where. Because I mean, depending on the job, is not as crazy. But depending on the job, it's crazy as hell.
On another floor.
What?
You said a store.
The store by the cash
register? I said on another floor.
Wow.
Was it by the printer? Huh? No.
Goodness. Nay, did you hear this?
Y'all just getting in the first place.
Heathens.
Facts. Double work.
Double time. She was getting time and a half. Look, oh my goodness, what is wrong with y'all?
I ain't never had sex at work.
But
the craziest place.
Oh, wait. I take that back. I can't say that. Because define sex at work. I just started on this.
Let me find out if you
be
having sex in your office at work.
No, not in that office. Got goddamn creep to hell no. Not a million years.
You gotta be spontaneous.
Everybody can see my goddamn office. Walk by and see my office. It ain't happening.
See, I had sex at church. That's worse than me. You're supposed to be praying.
She was.
I mean, it was not the sanctuary. At least it was a church bathroom.
She was praying.
It was with a girl too.
She was praying she wasn't gonna scream too loud.
Look, we were standing on top of sinning, clearly. Oh my god. They said it's a sin to like girls, so it was a sin on top of a sin.
Mm-hmm.
A double sin.
Sister Nay. Will be being a fine Sister Nay. Will somebody go find Sister Nay for us, please?
Shut up. OMG. Okay, so I got one more question. So, in the next 3 to 5 years, where do you see yourself in the industry?
Hopefully, I'm in CoverGirl, been in a couple big movies with some good actors, actresses. I wanted to write a book, but that I'm not sure about yet.
You can do it, girl. You can do anything you put your mind to. What the Bible say, I can do anything through Christ that strengthens me. Okay? So if you put your mind to it, you can do it.
Look at that. Look at how God works. She went from fornicating to being inspirational. Something.
Shut up.
Mm-mm-mm. All right, so I'm about to Nay over here. I'm gonna double dutch my way back in here. This girl here, something else. But Chelsea was talking about money because I didn't know until Monday that Chelsea had dated girls. I said, wait, what? How you bring that on me on the show? I didn't know that. Like, what is that? You got to prepare me for that kind of stuff. But okay. My few questions for you. I'm gonna be now. as far as like things that you think need to change in the industry, what was like two things that you could suggest that they need to do better about?
That I need to do better?
No, that the industry needs to do better as a whole.
I would say everyone needs to work on being professional. As far as the photographers, the models, like it's too much going on right now. Like you have people, like I guess they don't show respect in the industry.
It's
so
too much trying to fuck going on.
That it's a lot of that.
Right, and I mean I agree with you on that because I'm like this. As long as you're doing your goddamn job, I don't have a problem. It's when y'all out here not doing y'all fucking job.
For real. Look, my thing is, after 5 o'clock p.m., if it ain't about business, do not be in my DM talking about call me. Hell no. Nah, what business we got to talk about? If it ain't about no money, don't be in my motherfucking DM, period, point blank. Like somebody was in my DM at 10 o'clock at night trying to call me. Nah. I told this motherfucker, it's too late to be telling me to call you. If it ain't about no business, I'm not motherfucking calling you, period.
Yeah, that's usually pretty much for me. Because right. Jay would tell you, I hit up at goddamn midnight. Oh, what do you think about this idea? Like, my brain may be going. I got to get it out right then and there so I don't forget.
Right. I mean, if it's about business.
I know she's probably looking at her phone like, God damn, this nigga can't think of this at 5 p.m.?
Period.
Hey, this
is
my mind. I'm like, hurry, get it out before I forget. All right, so, okay, that's one thing. What's another thing you say that needs to change?
Let me see. I think people need to be clear of what it is that they want and what they're looking for. As far as if you're looking for this type of model, you need to say that. Like if you want a white model, if you want a black one, if you want someone that's small, someone that's thicker, like they need to be more upfront about what it is that they're, like their vision, like what do they want? What are they trying to accomplish in that suit?
Like a certain group we know?
Yes.
Certain group on Facebook. Me ain't going to get started on that, but me and you know. You know. I didn't go fix myself a nice glass of tea on that one. Pissing me off. They just be putting posts. You know what? Now you got me on soapbox. They just be putting posts in there. It just be dry ass for them posts. I need y'all to be a little more specific. Like you said, so I ain't like wasting my time and whatever. I'm telling you, if I put one thing in the hat, goddamn communication.
Communication.
I hate when you see them posting that group and they say PM me or leave a comment. Sometimes I don't want to leave a comment because some of these haters, it'd be like it's a race to see who's going to get to you first. No.
Right.
PM you. So I can tell you my idea. Well, I got a picture from the goddamn class. Like, no. And then you PM them, and then they hit you up 2 months later. The idea is done now.
It went a whole new month.
Right. Like, I hate when a model hit me up and be like, oh, when were you shooting? And then I tell them, and I don't hear from them for, like, almost a month. I had that happen to me, and they're like, I'm the bad guy. I'm like, how was that cool?
I changed my mind now.
Yeah, I'm be having the energy for it. But what it be? When they see you working with other people on your page, and they see all the love you're getting, now they want to be a part of that, they want to be a part of that magic.
Right.
So you see what you see, Thursday, your fault.
They take months to give you your pictures back.
Uh oh. Right. I don't know, man. I don't like unless I'm like purpose, like unless I specifically state before I shoot what the intention of the pictures, and if they're not going to be used, something that's not going to be for a month or so, that's one thing. But ain't no way in the world stuff that don't have necessarily a time step like that on it that I'm going to just wait a goddamn month to send it to you. Yeah, you got me started. See, it's your fault. You got me started. You got me in ransom mode. Your fault. I didn't know you was going to take me down this road. All right, so if you had to sum yourself up in 30 seconds of why people should support you, give us that perfect commercial right now. Why should they support Jay?
For one, I'm extremely down to earth. I'm humble. I'm always, like, if you message me or ask me a question, like, I'll respond. And I'm not one of those, okay, I'll take a week or two to respond. I also support new photographers, new artists. Like, I'm just very supportive. So that's why.
Okay, that was less than 30 seconds. That's good enough for me. All right, let them know. Here on the show, instead of saying follow you, we ask people how can people stalk you, because when we say stalk, you know that means that, you know, the fuck, because people that follow you, they kind of just like half-ass it, and they kind of like, okay, whatever, they follow you, don't do nothing after that. The stalkers,
right.
In the good sense, we're meaning they not only follow you, but they support your every move. So where on the net can people stalk you at?
Well, they can stalk me at my Instagram, which is jbabylove, and that is jayebabilove.
Okay. You got anything coming up we need to be on the lookout for?
Not right now, but I'll be sure to let you guys know.
Okay. All right, well, we appreciate having you on the show. You're definitely a great guest. You opened up a lot. We enjoy when the guests come through. They just, like, let loose and go, you know what? I'm just answer whatever they F it. Because you come on here, I've been trying to tell y'all, I'm crazy, but it just depending on how Nate come on here, she's crazy to me sometimes. So we appreciate you for dealing with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, and why? Because Nate bite.
I see.
It goes down in the DM. All right, well, you are welcome to stay in the mix and chime in or whatever on our next few segments. Yeah, so we're going to the music break because we ain't got that much time left. We're just going to go straight into them. So, Nate, what you got for Seduction 101 today?
Okay, well, let me get on top. I'm about to do it right now or not?
I'm
about to say, trying to be a sneak peek. Y'all just going to have to wait. But, okay, since we're doing Seduction 101 tonight, you know, it is the month of October, so it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And for those of you who don't know, I am a survivor of domestic violence. It's been a year now, and I'm a survivor. So I just want to take a moment to reiterate how important it is to know your worth, and it's never okay for a man to put his hands on you. Yeah, I may joke around a lot on this show, but domestic violence is something that should be taken serious. Like, today a girl lost her life due to domestic violence, and it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And my thing is, you need to know the signs. Know the signs. If a man is being
insecure and he's punching holes in walls and stuff, that's a sign right there. If he's punching holes in walls, you got to know the signs. And, yeah, you may love a man or whatever like that, but you have to love yourself more than you love that man. You got to love yourself first and know that it's never, ever, ever okay for a man to put his hands on you. And a lot of people ask questions like, why she ain't saying nothing, and why this and why that? A lot of times when a woman is going through domestic violence, that man deterred her from her family. So therefore, that woman feel like she can't go to nobody because he done took her family away. Like, you know, he done messed up the relationship that they had. So how can a woman go to their family or go to their friends? And then a lot of times he try to block her friends' number and block her friends on social media and stuff like that. That's not okay, and that's a form of violence. And domestic violence is not just physical. It's mental as well. First, a man attack you mentally. He attack your mind first to affect your self-esteem. Then second, he attacks your family and deter your family from you. Then third is him actually physically putting his hands on you. It's a process. It's step to step when it comes to domestic violence. And a woman needs to know the signs and check on your friends. A lot of times you don't know what your friend may be going through. Your friend can be the strongest person ever. A lot of people didn't know I was going through domestic violence because of how strong of a woman that I am. But no matter how strong your friend is or your cousin is, your mama, whoever, you need to check on the people that you love because you never know what they're going through mentally. Smile, Seduction 101 for tonight.
You know what else I'm going to say? I want to add to this. If a person is going through that, do not disrespect them, because this happened recently. I'm not going to get into what. But if a person's going through that, do not disrespect them and go telling their business to every goddamn body.
Exactly. Exactly. Don't like such and such. Like, girl, Nate, her baby daddy and whoop her ass. The dude she fucking with and whoop her ass. Like, don't go telling nobody's business, because a lot of times that's why people keep, like, when I was going through domestic violence, I didn't tell nobody. I told my mother. And what my mama gonna do? Go tell my business. Like, damn, bitch, I told you. I didn't tell you to go tell everybody, the whole damn family, that I'm going for domestic violence. I told that to you for you to know, not for my mother to know, not for everybody else to know. So that pissed me off when she went and told everybody. Like, damn, that was my business that I told you. So, yeah, you just can't go tell everybody's business.
Yeah, I think you're not saying that you're on the same level as a person that committed the act, but I think it shows a level of disrespect and bitch assness to think that it's just cool to go tell everybody's business that way.
All right.
That really adds to the problem, though.
Thank you, Jay. You're getting exactly to the root of what I was getting to.
That does add to the problem, because now you feel like you don't want to go tell nobody. Like, when I was going through it and I told my mother and she went and told my cousins and shit like that and my brothers and stuff like that, it made me feel like now I can't tell you shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to tell nobody else what I'm going through either, because now they probably go tell somebody else. And then everybody just
sometimes they can make it worse. The person that's committing the act, it's going to only anger them more to continue even more, or take it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I gotta start thinking, man.
Yeah,
and everybody walk around acting like they the fucking shade room and shit.
Yeah, I went through that, but I've known people that did. And another thing people do is they'll, like, try to tell you what to do. They're like, well, you don't need to be with this person. I mean, they know that, but in their mind, that's not what they're thinking.
Man, that's just, well, that's crazy.
Domestic violence don't just fuck you up physically. It fuck you up mentally, because after you go through that, you don't really trust people no more. Like, or shit, I already didn't trust people, but then it's like, shit, it fucked it and made my trust even worse than what it already was.
Exactly.
So people gotta understand, like, when a person go through a trauma like that, it can, just like if a female go through rape or molestation, it fuck them up mentally too, just like domestic violence do.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's not taken seriously in America. Domestic violence is not taken serious in America at all. Because the nigga get a pat on the back.
I won't even necessarily say a pat on the back. This is the problem. It's like they yell, you know, they're like, oh, you know, you guys shouldn't hit girls, blah blah blah, and they shame them. But then it's like, that's what really happens at that point? Because you can just round up doing it all over again. Because there's no true consequence. I mean, yeah, the NFL, like, everybody's want to say that the NFL players, oh yeah, they didn't get suspended for these games. Okay, they get suspended for the games, but what about these Fortune 500 CEOs that run these companies that are in charge of making the rules? There's no one governing over them to stop their livelihood from when they're doing this kind of stuff. So we can't just say, hey, the football players need to do it, but then dude over here, I'm just left and right acting a goddamn fool.
But they need to do more than just suspend them from a game.
Yeah, I mean, they didn't actually do that. I mean, because my question is always this. Do y'all actually counsel these motherfuckers when y'all do this shit? I mean, I understand, yeah, you want to still spend for the games, it's cool, but what are y'all doing to help make sure it doesn't happen again? Yeah, you suspending from, but sometimes suspending from the games, in a sense, it kind of hurts the victim too, because, you know, now they have to deal with it.
Yeah, deal with them being at home, shit.
Yeah.
If they don't go to jail. Yeah, but a lot of times a female gets so used to the domestic violence that they stay in that relationship because they think it's love, when really it's control. It's a control thing.
Mm-mm-mm.
But it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I did drop my picture in my purple on Instagram just for Domestic Violence Awareness Month, as well as my nonprofit organization page, just to put out the awareness that it is not only Breast Cancer Awareness Month. People always think October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and forget that it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month as well. Like, they tend to forget that.
Right. That's exactly why, every year with the site, because at first I didn't know it was Domestic Violence Awareness Month a few years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
What I would do is I would, the whole entire site turns pink for half the month, and then turns purple for the rest of the other half, because, you know, something to create that solidarity, you know, and bring, you know, and it just, sometimes in order for things to stick in your brain, you need to see indicators around you all the time. So sometimes that color pink or that color purple makes you start thinking, okay, bam, and automatically you start thinking, be more aware of this. And to me, just like how we do with Black History Month and stuff, Black History Month isn't the only for the month of February. Here's like a jump start you start engaging and learning more about Black history outside of February. The same thing with breast cancer awareness and domestic violence. Yes, this is the month is a month to focus on, you know, that's dubbed as the awareness month, but really this is just more so used as a building block for you to start getting more engaged year round.
Right.
That was good seduction 101, Nate. You never know what's coming from you.
Right.
Plus, it takes you gotta share such a personal story like that. And thank you too, Jay, because I mean we just learned that you just said you went through it too. So it's crazy. You went through it. It's not like some magic power you can find.
Yeah. There's a lot of women who go through domestic violence, and last year was my first time ever going through it. I never had a man put their hands on me until last year, so it's like, yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't go through it.
That's why.
I didn't go through it physically, but mentally.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's why I said it's not always physical. That's why I said they attack you mentally. They attack you mentally first and then attack you physical.
Because what's the phrase I would say? If you hear something enough, you start believing it. Yeah, that.
Exactly.
All right, well, y'all, the other segment we do on the Wednesday show, we do something called The Six. I told you I had a really, really good one for The Six today. Today's the 6th. The topic is based on the fact of yesterday the news came out that the auction, the bankruptcy auction is not going to happen. Towards the investors from Towards Us are trying to go ahead and revive the company and kind of rebrand it some. So I got to thinking, I really bring that Towards Us the heck. So my brain started thinking. I said, one of the problems of Toys R Us was some stuff is goddamn high. So I started thinking, I know a perfect list today in honor of being petty about Toys R Us trying to make a comeback. So today's the 6th is 6 things that was high as hell at Toys R Us. So, just so y'all know how this goes, me and Nate, we go back and forth. I name something, she names something, back and forth, whatever. All right, so number one, as far as things that was high as hell Towards Us, y'all, why the hell is a simple bouncing ball $20? A simple, it's like y'all know those little big ass balls, and they be colorful, whatever. Just because they're big balls, it's already blown up or whatever. Them balls be $20. Try to look me in the eye and tell me how the average household has $20 to blow on a goddamn ball. A simple ball, it don't put the match. It's one up the street for me. Towards Us wasn't just about going to the store. I mean, it wasn't just about buying a toy, but it was about going to the store because you had all these different choices of stuff to get. And sometimes, you know, you have to play with stuff in the store, of course, try the bike, try the balls out. All that. So, or my favorite was play some of the video games before you got them.
Probably been to Toys R Us one time, and that's probably when I was a kid. I ain't never, like, really been to Toys R Us.
I'm surprised you didn't go, in current time. I hope you didn't get that joke, Nate. I'm so hoping you get that joke. You're going to kill me. All right, so I guess I do number two. So number two, things that was high as hell towards us. Man, the goddamn Barbie dream houses. Man, goddamn. The Barbie, because, you know, especially the little girls, y'all was crunk, man. Y'all used to see on them damn commercials, you know, we had the Barbie dream house. Y'all like, ooh, I want a Barbie dream house. I mean, it's like paying a goddamn mortgage to get a goddamn Barbie dream house. I'm like, damn. It better be some running water. It better come with gas and electric. This place, good Lord. Barbie Dreamhouse, man. Y'all was trying to take these people money. And especially, you know, if you was tall, you outgrew that mug extra fast. So, yeah. Barbie Dreamhouse is too high. Told y'all some other stuff that was too goddamn high at Toys R Us. I'll put an asterisk next to this. Bicycles. Now, I'll tell you why it was too high for me at Toys R Us. Because my shit kept getting stolen. When I used to stay on the south side, you know, we used to put our shit in the goddamn shed. And you got some damn crackheads in the area that want to steal your shit. And they were stealing. I mean, goodness. We had locks on the goddamn shed. You know, we put a whole padlock on there. That didn't stop them. They still were stealing bikes. I'm like, God damn. So, and that'd be a thing, man. You like them bikes, you know, them bikes is not cheap. So to keep having to buy a bike over and over and over again, that has become costly, man. So technically the bikes weren't high, but when you had to buy it over and over again, high as hell. Another thing that's high as hell at us, Legos, man. Y'all know niggas love playing with Legos. Y'all used to see them Legos so way too high. Like, man, like, you be like, so you want to play Legos so bad, you can use a little $15 package that don't really got nothing in it. You could build like one vehicle and that's it. But you be seeing your friends get the one that come on like five Lego and got a big ass house or whatever. You mad? Like, anybody finna pay $200 on a damn Lego house? Goodness. But yeah, don't. I can't really think of two other things out of the top of my head. Those four rocked the back that was high as hell towards us. Yeah, I know y'all was wrong as hell for that. Oh, video games is high as hell towards us. Number five. Because y'all did not be, Toys R Us was always the place that took their last, there was always the last on stronghold on bringing the price down on games. Walmart did that shit all the time. Toys R Us was like holding out by putting the price down on games. So yeah, Toys R Us, let's do better this goddamn time, please. So I gotta say, that is the six. Well, today is the cinco. All right, so we're getting ready to end the show in a moment. Before we do, we got some housekeeping to do. Reminders we got coming up. Nate, you got anything coming up we need to know about, ma'am?
Man, just stay tuned. Y'all know Scorpio season, the best motherfucking season is coming up. I'm a Scorpio. Y'all know it's about to be lit. Just stay tuned for what I'm about to do because it's about to be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Y'all know me, man. Shoot, y'all know the co-host Mondays, Chelsea Monet. She will be me and her, you know, starting every week. Next week, she'll be on the show every Monday. So y'all check out that. You never know what's coming out of us that show either. Check in the same, coming on at the same time. And I've been liking this little early one because I get to go back and be a heathen a little bit sooner when I do the earlier shows. But I'm playing with y'all. But seriously, we got next Saturday, me and her are hosting an event called a Straight Outta DFW concert and after party. It would both take place at the same time, I mean, same place. The concert portion will be a bunch of local artists that I'll go from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. And then at 11 p.m. is when the party starts. And y'all know, I be dancing my ass off. So y'all be, so you want to see where everybody be talking about? Because Nate will tell you, Nate, don't I be dancing my ass off?
You do.
The cameras come out every time, baby. Light camera action.
Back.
Yes, and then also too, yeah, we so I've not told y'all the official release date of the breast cancer. This will be dropping on the 15th. I say 15th. Make sure I'm over here. I had the whole entire thing in my brain and just went, yeah, the 15th. So yes, it'll be Monday, October 15th is when the issue will release. There's a lot of familiar faces you will see in there. So definitely check it out. And yeah, that's just a few of the things. And then y'all know the costume reveal is going to happen soon. Y'all know every year I do a big costume reveal of what I'm going to be for Halloween because I'm always something really dope. So y'all stay tuned for the costume reveal. All right. Again, Jay, we appreciate you for coming through, man. Definitely appreciate it. So, as we get ready to close out, we remind you. Oh, Nate, I'm sorry. Nate, let them know how they can follow you.
If you go home, please do a response.
Oh, no. How they go? No. How they can follow you. you were too early. You were too early on PSA.
Y'all can follow me on Instagram, of course. Nate_seduction. Snapchat, Nate_seduction. That's NAYY _seduction. Facebook, Nate Seduction. Like I always say, if you can't feel seduction, your ass is too young for social media. Your ass should be in somebody's school if you don't know how to feel seduction. Anyway, yeah, so that's how y'all can follow me.
Mm-hmm. Y'all can follow me. Got a million pages. People laugh, but hell, I like to have, so y'all can have like menus, you know, your stuff, my stuff is organized. But go to the Seddy J Dusk, CEDDY, letter J DUSK page on social media, whatever. You could actually find out what my other pages are, like Laser Focus Photos, Human Cameras Mag, Dust Spot, all that good stuff. Follow me. And if you're in the industry, make sure that you join Dust Spot Comedy. It's free. And it is we don't let anybody in that's not in the industry. So if you come, you try to join, and you like one of these thirsties that are just trying to get on there, try to shoot your shot. Yeah, right off. Other than that, we pretty cool, relaxed. If a nipple pop out in the picture, we're not gonna come ban you because a nipple popped out. We're grown over there, and we understand what art is. So you ain't, if a nipple pops out and it makes sense, then there's a problem. But shoot, that's it, man. We rolling on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, well, there's a day.
There is a way.
Y'all tune in to episode of Life at the Dust Live. Your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nate Seduction.
And shout out to our special guest again, Miss J. And we can't end the hump day show without letting y'all know our public service announcement. What is that public service announcement name?
If you go home, please do it responsibly.
Mm-hmm. And don't you say that T-shirt.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all kill me. I'll be out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.